Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you are new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. This content is brought to you by Uphold Crypto Exchange, which is a great platform that makes it super easy and simple to buy, sell, trade, and earn cryptocurrencies. And you can also trade between different assets. So for example, you can trade between cryptocurrencies and precious metals, such as gold and palladium and platinum and so forth. So it's a great platform that allows you to do a lot of things. And I've been using Uphold for years, guys, since I started in the crypto market, and they're a great exchange. They have a great app. It's easy to use. They have 10 plus million users, 200 plus cryptocurrencies. They even have stocks, and they're available in 150 countries. In fact, I've interviewed the founder, Greg Kidd. I've interviewed their CEO and other representatives of Uphold over the years. And once again, they've been around a long time. And something that's unique about Uphold, they're one of the only exchanges that still allows you to buy, sell, and trade XRP. And we know a lot of exchanges have delisted XRP due to the Ripple, the SEC Ripple lawsuit. So they stick by their guns and they do a lot of interesting things that leads the market. They're ahead of the curve on a lot of things. So if you'd like to learn more about Uphold, please visit the link in the description. All right, let's jump into the big news. We got some huge XRP news here. Brazil is open for Ripple's on-demand liquidity with Travelex, our first Latin America bank partner and the first bank partner approved by the Central Bank of Brazil to operate exclusively in FX. We're excited to bring crypto-native solutions to Brazil. This is massive news if you hold XRP, and it's just great news for the crypto market. Let's break it down. First, it goes against what the haters and the fudsters have said, that no bank will use XRP. There's a bank here using XRP. And it ain't no small bank. They're the first bank approved by the Central Bank of Brazil. The central bank now. We're not talking about small credit unions across the United States here. We're talking a large bank in Brazil, and is approved by the Central Bank of Brazil. So they're going to be using XRP. Let me give you some more details here, guys. So Ripple, the leading provider of enterprise blockchain and cryptocurrency solutions, today announced the launch of RippleNet's on-demand liquidity, ODL, in Brazil with Travelex Bank, the first bank in Latin America to utilize ODL. Travelex is the first bank registered and approved by the Central Bank of Brazil to operate exclusively in foreign exchange. It goes into details here saying by utilizing XRP, what now haters, a digital asset ideal for payments, Ripple's ODL solution allows customers to send money across borders instantly with very low cost settlement and without the need to hold pre-funded capital in the destination market. Here's a quote. Brazil is a key market for Ripple, given its importance as an anchor to business in Latin America. It's openness to crypto and countrywide initiatives that promote fintech innovation. As a result, the market is experiencing an explosion of activity as institutions look to adopt crypto and blockchain technology to solve customer pain points, said Brad Garlinghouse, CEO of Ripple. From day one, we focused on building solutions that deliver real utility, and we are excited to collaborate with an innovative partner like TravelX Bank to help move money more efficiently to for the benefit of its customers across Brazil. Guys, this is huge. Latin America is a massive market, and I know a lot of crypto companies and banks are looking to set up shop there with crypto technology, and that's what Ripple is doing. And you even see it with El Salvador, and even, you know, look, they're not using XRP or ODL, but they're using Bitcoin. But you just see this market, the whole Latin American market is prime for crypto solutions because it will help bring a lot of solutions to them, because a lot of them have poor infrastructure when it comes to banking and finance, right? So these countries within Latin America will benefit greatly from this. And of course, you have the largest country in Latin America with Brazil, one of the largest markets, right, guys? I don't think I need to explain how big Brazil is, right? So huge, huge news. And the article here continues, and it says, Brazil has taken a proactive approach to regulating the cryptocurrency industry by advancing legislation to create a framework that both protects consumers and fosters innovation. Simultaneously, crypto adoption in Latin America is growing quickly as consumer interest and institutional investment surge in 2021. More than $780 billion payments are sent into Brazil annually, making it an opportune market for both Ripple and its customers, who will benefit from the capabilities of cryptocurrency to enable cheaper and faster cross-border payments. TravelX Bank aims to simplify customers' access to international money through a number of services, including remittance and international payments, ATMs, multi-currency prepaid cards, and more. Here's a quote from the CEO of TravelX. TravelX Bank is 100% digital and 100% personal bank. We were the first exclusive foreign exchange bank approved by and regulated by the Central Bank of Brazil. Focus on EFX transactions. We embrace tech to offer the best solutions to individuals and companies of all sizes and for the most diverse sectors, said Ana Tina, CEO of TravelX Bank Brazil. Guys, huge news for XRP, huge news for the crypto market, and better yet, better solutions, more efficient, faster, cheaper solutions coming to people in these different countries who, you know, some of them have been really taken advantage of when it comes to cross-border payments and sending money back home between different countries and so forth. So this is very bullish news. I hold XRP. I'm diversified. I hold Bitcoin, Ethereum, and so forth. And in 2017, 2018, I've made money off of XRP. It had the highest gains at the end of the bull market. Now, this past bull market, we didn't see that. Why? The SEC. The SEC roadblocked XRP from seeing gains. And I know it was painful for some people to hold. And I still hold my XRP bag, guys, that I started accumulating in the bear market of late 2018 to 2019. And I'm still holding. I still keep adding because I believe Ripple is going to win this lawsuit. I see things like this. Ripple is expanding globally. They are getting adoption with ODL, which uses XRP, from payment service providers, banks, and all these folks, right? So the facts are there. The adoption is there. The real world use case is there. So once again, I say, what now, haters, right? Who have been spreading FUD saying no bank will use XRP and all that jazz. But the only reason XRP did not perform is because of that SEC lawsuit. And what's amazing, despite that SEC lawsuit, other countries around the world, Japan, Brazil, and others, are still adopting XRP. It shows the technology is legit, and these banks and payment service providers see the potential of the disruption and the solution it offers. So let that sink in to the haters and even some of you who are maybe a bit discouraged about holding XRP. The technology is legit. It is here to stay. We just got to get through some of these regulatory hurdles in the United States. Now, those regulatory hurdles in themselves have a lot of baggage, right? Because we know the Ethereum free pass potential conflicts of interest with Jay Clayton, William Hinman, and all these guys. We've seen the ethics warning emails from the ethics office at the SEC to Bill Hinman with Simpson Thatcher and so forth. So there's a lot there. So I hope this, you know, those of you holding XRP, it encourages you. I'm not telling you you should buy XRP or hold it, whatever. I'm just saying here are the facts and you do with the facts that you want, what you want. I'm personally holding and I continue to accumulate. I have a long-term macro view. If you're looking to make money within 6 months or next year, maybe XRP is not for you, right? But if you have a macro view, it's certainly, I think, a solid play. Now, don't get me wrong. I hold Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other altcoins. I diversify because I don't know what tomorrow holds. And that goes for any coin. So diversification will help protect your financial stability, right? So that if all your eggs are in one basket and that respective egg breaks, so to speak, or that basket breaks, and you don't want to be on that one, betting on that one horse, and then it goes down. But if you're betting on multiple horses, it gives you the opportunity to make money. So I digress, and let's move ahead here. Now, we actually got some drama between Vitalik Buterin, founder of Ethereum, and the XRP community, and even David Schwartz, Ripple CTO, weighs in. Vitalik is being a bit childish. You know, somebody was mentioning something about, you know, why isn't XRP restricted and blah, blah, blah. And, it's the typical tribalism and maximalism. Vitalik replies, XRP already lost their right to protection when they tried to throw us under the bus as China controlled, in my opinion. Now, to be fair to Vitalik, I know, and I absolutely don't agree with Ripple for doing this. We've seen they put out some narratives sometimes, and I don't like it. But yet, you know, the fact that Vitalik is bringing this up now and acting kind of childish and tweeting about it, I think is pathetic. But David Schwartz replies saying, in quotes here, "The government should punish projects that disagree with our narrative. Seems pretty on brand for Ethereum." And he also said, also, I do think it's perfectly fair to analogize miners in proof of work systems to stockholders and companies, just as eBay stockholders earn from the residual friction between buyers and sellers that eBay does not remove. So do miners in Ethereum and Bitcoin. He says here, just as eBay stockholders want to leave as much friction between buyers and sellers as they can, because that's their revenue stream, so do miners in Ethereum and Bitcoin. That's a part of why they have higher fees than the XRP ledger. He says here, finally, do you think this debate should be settled by this government or the market, Vitalik Buterin? This quotation wasn't pulled from some attempt by Ripple to get government to regulate ETH, was it? So interesting drama. I would love to see a debate between David Schwartz and Vitalik. It'd be the meeting of two great minds. Once again, I think Vitalik is wrong here for bringing stuff up like this. I think it's childish. But, you know, he said what he said and David replied. And it looks like Vitalik has not replied to David's comments here. So I think that speaks volumes, right? I think David's like calling you out on your hypocrisy, buddy. But this is the tribalism and maximalism stuff I hate, man. And that's why I don't get involved. I don't get emotionally attached to coins. I just use them to make money. That's why I'm here. I'm here to better my financial situation for me and my family. And certainly I see the benefits of crypto and the adoption and so forth. But the tribalism and maximalism can be debated by other people who have that time. It's kind of like politics and religion, right? People get so attached to things and then it becomes this huge debate. Let's move ahead. So very interesting news here out of the government of Ukraine. They tweeted out, a tweet from the vice prime minister of Ukraine. He tweeted out, with 54 million raised by aid for Ukraine, we've supplied our defenders with military equipment, armor, clothes, medicines, and even vehicles, and so on and so forth. He said, thanks to crypto community for support since the start of the full-scale invasion. Wow. He said donation by donation to the big victory. Guys, regardless of how you feel on the issue, not to get into politics, this is so big for crypto. Crypto was used to help a government, you know, really get supplies and so forth to fight a war. I mean, what the times we're living in, right, guys? So it's just amazing. And I think this is positive. Once again, regardless of if you're on the Russia side or Ukraine side, whatever it is, all that stuff aside, crypto playing a part in geopolitical, macro economic factors and life and so forth, right? It's amazing how far we've come. So very, very interesting and bullish for crypto, in my opinion. Now, speaking of bullish news, crypto investment firm CoinFund launches $300 million Web3 fund. Sectors of interest of the early stage fund include layer one blockchains, gaming, and NFTs. See what's happening, my friends? They are raising capital. They're getting the capital. Funds are launching almost every month now. You have a lot of traditional financial hedge fund VC guys launching funds. And the other day we were talking about Steve Cohen's hedge fund, right? Billionaire. And now another one, $300 million. Guys, do you see what's happening? Despite the blood on the streets, the fear, the recession, the inflation, the Fed, all that stuff, smart money doesn't care. They don't give a crap about that. They know how the market cycles play out. And that's why I keep trying to hammer home. It's all market cycles. Don't fall for the media narratives. The end of the world is this time different. Oh, no. Listen, markets go through boom and bust cycles, all of them, cryptos, real estate, stocks, and so forth. Yes, you have recessions. Yes, you have wars. Yes, you have all kinds of stuff. That is life. That has always existed, right? After World War II, in World War II, did the world end? No. Was there a recession and tough economic times? Of course. But what happened? Rebound. We had booms, and then came the 70s, busts, then 80s, booms, right? It's all boom and bust cycles. Once you recognize that, you will know how to make money. You will see when the bottoms are in, you accumulate, you DCA, but the key word, patience, which is so hard for many people because they have a lottery mindset. I'm just going to throw in some money next 2 weeks. I make a $5 million, right? You have to unlearn that nonsense and the stuff that's fed to the masses and the Jim Cramers of the world. You have to study charts. You have to watch what people are doing like this, who's launching funds, how much capital they're raising, look at when they're doing it. And this is a prime example. They're doing it when retail is scared. They're grabbing up the money now, and they're going to be making the investments at the low valuations, buying the lows and selling the highs. For those of you who are new, boy, I hope you're catching this. And my goal is to help bring the education factor around these things so people can make money, so they can stop following Jim Cramer. And I'm not even telling you to follow me because I don't necessarily tell you what to invest in, but I show you, I point you to the signs of what people are doing, what the smart money is doing, what the governments are doing, what adoption news is happening, and you make your financial decisions from there. So CoinFund, a crypto-specific investment firm, inaugurated a $300 million venture capital firm to back early-stage blockchain projects, a sign of investor confidence in an industry plagued by a bear market. The CoinFund Ventures One Fund will invest in companies showing commercial traction that also belong to a crypto sector with a large total addressable market, said David Packman, CoinFund managing partner and venture investing head. In an interview with CoinDesk, areas of interest include layer one blockchains, Web3 infrastructure, non-fungible tokens, gaming, and asset management. Guys, do I even need to say more? Another crypto fund, $300 million. Finally, some interesting news around Tether, USDT, and Tether, obviously, one of the largest, if not the largest stablecoin in the crypto market. It fluctuates between USDC and Tether now, but there's obviously been a lot of scrutiny around Tether, a lot of FUD as well. Well, here's some updates around what they're planning to do. Tether Swap's accounting firms says it will publish monthly attestation on stablecoin backing. BDO Italia will take over from MHA Cayman. Guys, this is good. Monthly attestation on their backing is important. This is what we want, transparency. So it's great to see this, because this for a while was a risk, right? We know they got investigated by the New York AG and a whole bunch of other stuff. And there's been a lot of accusations. Now, once again, like I said at the beginning, there is some FUD here, but there is some smoke. And when there's smoke, there's fire. But I think Tether and the folks there have cleaned up their books and got things in order. So this is good news. And this is what we want as investors, to make sure all these stable coins, all these things, because look at what happened to Luna, right? Epic collapse. And we need more transparency. If we had more transparency around Celsius Network and Voyager and so forth, I think a lot of the problems that we saw, the collapses, the bankruptcies, would not have happened. So I believe in transparency. I believe these companies should put out monthly reports to make sure the books are in order and they're audited by the government. That's not to say the government has every detail as to who's storing what and doing what, but they show the balances, right? What they have, are they taking too much risks? And then they can flag it down and say, hey, this is bad. What are you doing here? Why is this not back? Why is there a discrepancy here? We want that type of review, guys. So this is good news, and let's see how things progress. I am trying to get an interview with the folks at Tether so we can hear directly from the horse's mouth. I'll try to bring that interview for you guys. But this is good news, because once again, we want to eliminate all those big potential risks, the collapsing of stable coins and things that could hurt the market, right? We don't want that, regardless of which token you hold, because these things will affect the market entirely. All right, guys, that's the news. What do you all think about this Ripple XRP news? I think this is massive. Once again, if you hold XRP, it's massive for Ripple, even though they're getting sued by the SEC. And this is huge for the crypto market. This is something that now different folks like in Washington, D.C. and so forth can say, hey, look at the real world solution these companies are building. What is the SEC doing? Let's get crypto regulations right. Right. So it's just along the theme, the macro perspective of crypto is solving real world problems. And I think that's important. All right, guys. Let me know what you think. Share this video, hit the thumbs up button, and I'll talk to you all later.